In the holy quiet of this Christmas Eve, we gather in the sanctuary of the Spirit once again. It is a familiar thing that we do, coming together like this. We have done it before, and we shall do it again. There is a magic that happens here that we need. We need to affirm the goodness of the human heart. We need to celebrate the beauty of the candle contrast with the night and the light in the midst of darkness. We come, as always, like the mystery that we are, seeking for some clarity of the soul, some inkling of our ultimate purpose in this interval between the promise of birth and the peace of death. We come, as always, like the miracle that we are, celebrating the reality of human faith and hope and love, cherishing the bonds that bind us together as one human family, singing our brave songs into the night air. Here we promise our best selves for the journey. Here we pledge to become all that we are capable of being. Here we place our faith in the beloved community. In the holy quiet of this Christmas Eve, may we lift our voices in word and song and spirit, as if our lives depend on it. For they do. They do. The words of Richard Gilbert. It is the custom in Unitarian Universalist congregations to begin our time together with the lighting of a chalice, a symbol of our faith. The special words for our chalice lighting this evening will come from Unitarian educator Sophia Lyon Foss. For so the children come, and so they have been coming, always in the same way they come born of the seed of man and of woman. No angels herald their beginnings. No prophets predict their future courses. No wise men see a star to show where to find the babe that will save humankind. Yet, each night a child is born is a holy night. Fathers, mothers, sitting beside their children's cribs, feel glory in the sight of new life beginning. They ask, where and how will this new life end, or will it ever end? Each night a child is born is a holy night, a time for singing, a time for wondering, a time for worshiping.
See, O God, do not weep. See, O God, go to sleep. See, O God, mothers dear. See, O God, have no fear. Ooh.
Our three readings this evening are the story of the first Christmas as told in the Gospel of Luke. Sometimes when I share these readings, I read the traditional language first because some people really enjoy hearing the traditional language. And then I repeat it in simpler language because not everyone understands the traditional language. But this year, I thought I would reverse that. For each reading, I'll do the simple version first, and then hopefully it will make it easier for some people to follow along and appreciate the traditional language. So let us begin. Long, long ago, in a land far away, the ruler of the land said that all the people had to go to be counted. We do this too, but it was much harder back then. There was no mail or internet or Survey Monkey. There were no cars. The people had to make long trips to be counted. Joseph and Mary had to go to Bethlehem. After their long trip, they couldn't find a place to stay, so they stayed in the barn with the animals. And while they were there, their baby, named Jesus, was born. Or as Luke would say it. And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And all went to be taxed, everyone into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee out of the city of Nazareth into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn. Our carol is O Little Town of Bethlehem. It's number 246. I invite you to rise in body or spirit and join in singing 246. On the night that Jesus was born, there were shepherds out in the fields taking care of their sheep. Suddenly, they were surprised to see an angel, and it scared them. But the angel said, "Don't be scared. I have some good news to tell you. A special baby was born tonight in Bethlehem." And after the angel shared the news, a whole choir of angels sang a song about peace on earth. Or, as Luke tells it, "And there were in the same country shepherds in the field keeping watch over their flocks by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were afraid. And the angel said unto them, 'Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger.' And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, 'Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill to all.'"
Watch.
after the angels left, the shepherds decided to go to Bethlehem to see the new baby. When they found him, they told Mary and Joseph about what the angel had said. Everyone wondered about what the shepherds told them, especially Mary, who kept the special ideas about her baby in her heart. When the shepherds returned to their sheep, they were filled with happiness because they had seen the new baby. And according to Luke, "And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, 'Let us now go even unto Bethlehem and see this thing which has come to pass, which the Lord has made known unto us.' And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in the manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told to them concerning the child. And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen, as it was told unto them." Our next carol was written by a Unitarian minister, Reverend Edmund Sears. It is "It Came Upon a Midnight Clear," and you'll find it at 2:44. This carol first appeared in a Unitarian church in Massachusetts, not far from where I used to serve, on Christmas Eve in 1849. It called us not simply to worship Jesus, but to make real his teaching of peace on earth, goodwill to all. a love song. In the carol that we just sang, that is how the singing of the angels is described, as a love song, contrasting the world we live in with the vision of which the angels sing. The composer writes, "And we who fight the wars hear not the love song which they bring. Oh, hush the noise of battle strife, and hear the angels sing." There are, of course, other songs of Christmas, songs of commercialism which entice us to find happiness in material gifts, songs of family and those held dear, which draw us out of the world and into the cocoon of comfort, songs of theological exclusion, which demand that we hold up certain aspects of Jesus as the only way to salvation. But in the 1840s, a different song, the social message of Christmas, emerged. The publication of A Christmas Carol by Charles Dickens in 1843 helped redefine Christmas as a time of caring for others and extending our joy and comfort to all. It was 6 years later, in 1849, when It Came Upon a Midnight Clear first appeared on Christmas Eve. It called us not to simply worship Jesus, but to make real his teachings of peace on earth, goodwill to all. This is the social message of Christmas. We are reminded that the song the angels sang on the first Christmas Eve was one of love, of peace, of joy, of goodwill to all on earth. And yet, we who fight the wars hear not the love song which they bring. It continues, oh hush the noise of battle strife, and hear the angels sing. Can we hear this love song? Can we indeed hush the noise of battle's strife? So much love to share, and so many battles that get in the way. Oh hush, the wars that divide nations. Oh hush, the judgments of civil society that separate the privileged from the outcast. Oh hush. Oh, hush the petty disputes that separate us one from another and create unnecessary distance between friends and neighbors and family. Oh, hush. Oh, hush the wars within ourselves, the clatter and chatter of our own minds that prevent us from being the truly loving beings that we are meant to be. Oh, hush. Oh, hush, the noise of battle strife, the anger, the fear, the judgment, the jealousy. Oh, hush. Oh, hush. Let us quiet that which divides us and ask ourselves what love demands. Let us quiet that which divides us and ask ourselves what love demands. On this Christmas Eve, let us hear the song that the angels sing, a song of love, a song of love for ourselves and our world, the love song that they bring. In the spirit of the season, the Christmas offering will now be given and received.
While on my sheep did watch one night, lo, there appeared an angel bright. Oh, sing with joy, Christ is born, Christ is born. Glory to God who reigns on high. Glory to God who... sweet and kind, oh, sing with joy, sing with joy. Christ is born, Christ is born. Glory to God who reigns on high. Glory to God who reigns on high.
In just a moment, we will have our closing words, and then we will join in singing Silent Night. And now, into the stillness of the night, take this light, a symbol of peace. Take it with you as a wish you carry in your heart. When the time is right, give it voice in word and song. Into the stillness of the night, take this flame, a symbol of peace yet to be. Take it with you as a promise you carry with you always. A promise that together we can take the steps, give the gifts, do the work to create the peace that we desire, the peace that our world needs.